Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. It's another podcast of Will's Take on Sports. I'm so glad you're taking the time to download and listen to this particular podcast. Podcast 12-1, Leftovers After Feast Week. Feast Week is the title of the four-letter network. You know it as ESPN. Sports being covered during the week of Thanksgiving. I must say it's an appropriate title for sports junkies, given the buffet of choices they offer to an addict like myself to watch games. On the second day was Lamar Jackson continuing his run to the MVP with the RPO, run pass option, all while he RPE, run past everyone. The third day gave all Duke haters a great appetizer treat with Stephen F. Austin upset of Coach K's least talented group of one-and-doners. The middle of the week had two NBA superstars, Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis, returning home, doing what so many Americans do, going home for the holiday. Kyrie was a no-show for his tribute from the Seas fans, but he did watch on the tube and posted one long-ass tweet about sports and entertainment, mental health issues, and at the end of the tweet posted something about going to tell my kids Boston fans love me. Anthony Davis used his performance to remind New Orleans of what they had. He put on one hell of a show, scoring 41 points, grabbing 9 rebounds. Pelicans fans seen him play games like this during his time in New Orleans. Only thing different is Anthony Davis' team won the game. The holiday brought up the Dallas Cowboys dysfunction. Zeke is not at his peak, Dak is whack, and Jason Garrett is just Jerry Jones Parrot. On the sixth day, as other rivalry games were in the final day of their preparation, a Cavalier gentleman finally captured that elusive Pokey Bird that escaped his grasp 15 previous times. And on the seventh day, I rested. And rejoiced in watching Nick Saban yell at the referees for even daring to make a call against Bama. And Dabo lied to the press about a 9-win ACC team can do that in any Power 5 conference. He done lost his mind. Well, at the start of this recording, it's the start of a new week. There should be no leftovers from the feast on Thursday. There should be no more food. But what's not gone is the different opinions you will hear on the other side of this music. Let's get this podcast started. That's the other side of the music. Thank you guys for being here with me. I'm thanking my brothers, Mr. Mike Walker, Mr. Zach Flournoy, and Mr. Derek Wilson. What's up, guys? Happy post-Thanksgiving. How are you guys doing? How's the holiday?
Good.
It was good. How was the turkey, the macaroni, the yams, the dressing, and all that?
Oh.
Hey, man. I'm trying to stay away from that leftover, man.
Leftovers will get you every single time. Right now, as we're recording this podcast, there are NFL games going on. There were a couple of NBA games going on earlier. I'm trying to see some scores here. I think Kansas City is actually taking Oakland behind the woodshed here in the first half, and then the Rams look like they may go on the cruise over Arizona. But the big game of the day, the game that everybody is talking about, was between Baltimore and San Francisco. I'm going to get your guys' thoughts about that real quick. What do you take away from that game?
Can y'all hear me?
I hear you fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's going to be a good Super Bowl preview if my Patriots don't stop getting hit. Man, you got a flu bug up there, man. It was a good game, though, man.
Yeah.
That Frisco's defense is the real deal, but even with that, you still see the superior athleticism of Lamar Jackson to everybody else, man. That thing is ridiculous.
Yeah, he probably would have kicked the game away earlier if that guy made that great play when he getting the ball out of his hand, because I think they were for the score six,
yeah,
if nine.
Yeah,
that was a good game. That was a good game. Yeah, they both both teams, they were playing. I would love to see it when it was raining on a dry field.
Think it's a rematch, Super Bowl rematch?
I could see that happen. I could definitely see that happen.
All right, let me get you guys to, in 90 seconds, tell me and what's going on in sports, in your opinion or your take. Going to start with you first, Mr. Mike Walker.
I knew you was going to do that. Well, the biggest thing going on in my life right now, this is the first time in over 20 years I'm not upset that Florida State lost a football game.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm really not upset, but I am really waiting to see Tuesday come about to see if they're going to have a football coach by then. They said that they will make an announcement by Tuesday. My Cowboys suck. The coach suck. The quarterback suck. Everybody suck. I'm a Cowboy. my boss is suck. I don't know what to think about them right now. Because they were losing to the Knicks the last time I checked in. But I hope that they bring me some joy this weekend. And yes, they did. They pulled it out. So one good thing happened this weekend. Myself pulled one out.
Mr. Zach Flournoy.
Okay, Will, what I like about you, this is only not about sports. So my first couple of seconds is this. I want to say to anybody that's listening, if you're feeling suicidal, call somebody. And I mean that. And it was a post I read the other day. I'd rather hear your situation than your eulogy. Please do so. Now, that's the seriousness of it. And I apologize, but I know you said, you're supposed to be sports related, but you sometimes go away from that. This is one time I took the time to do so. All right. And now, on the humorous side, my doggone Dolphins. Now you want to win? Now you want to win? Continue doing what you were doing. Oh, my God. Now you want to freaking win. But that's me, Will. And again, I'm so serious. I'd rather hear your situation than your eulogy. Talk to somebody. Call somebody. I don't care who it is. Go ahead, Will.
I echo that sentiment, man. And listen, all day, every day, like you said, if ever you feel like, you don't have nobody to talk to, I can tell you one man you can talk to. Fall on your knees and pray. I close this show the same way every single week. All right, Derek, what you got for me, my brother, in 90 seconds?
I feel the same way Mr. Mike Walker does. I was having a field day yesterday with my brother-in-law and some more people because they were spazzing because I was saying that my Seminoles, my university that I love so much, got their comeuppance yesterday. I felt like they got exactly what they should have got for the way that they treated my guy Willie. Before they fired him, after they fired him, after they tried to find a loophole in his contract, I was literally saying, I hope Florida put 60 on us. I'm sorry, Seminole Nation, but that's just how I was feeling yesterday. My sister texted me and told me to go to bed because she was sick of me. That was my disposition yesterday. I will not apologize for it, but that's just how I feel. Okay, I'm done.
Derek.
All right.
I mean, that was the first time that I normally I'll be 38 hot and, ready to give people the business.
Mike, hold on. Let me welcome in this gentleman. He hasn't been with us in quite some time. I'm so glad to hear from him again. What's up, Lou?
All right. I've been trying to find you on the schedule, so that's the problem.
Lou from New Jersey.
Oh, man.
Right.
Lou from New Jersey.
I look every week.
Heard...
like, is he here? Is he here? I guess not.
Oh,
so
man.
Anyway,
I got to give you.
What's wrong?
I got to give you.
Yeah.
I want to give you my new information. I'm going to give it to you. If ever you have that issue again, I got your number. What I'm going to do is I'm going to text you my number, and then I'll be able to keep you up to date, okay?
Okay. So anyway. You were mentioning what's wrong with the Cowboys. What's wrong with the whole NFC East? I mean, the whole division is pathetic. I mean, the best we are is 6-6, and the Eagles choked again. I mean, so really, the whole NFC East sucks, not just the Cowboys right now. This is pathetic. Wow.
Mike, you got a good point. You got a good point,
yeah.
Mike.
Hey, well, I'm a Cowboy, and boy, I'm lost for words. Dak thinks he should get $30-some million a year. Every game that we play, his value, in my eyesight, goes down. He's going to be down to 50 cents by the end of the season.
I mean, you know, the win of the division is going to come up probably even a losing record.
I know, that's so crazy.
I mean, it's happened before, but, you know, it shouldn't happen.
I mean, Buffalo,
you know, it's just absolutely pathetic this year.
Yeah, Buffalo,
really
we've got five games left.
Oh, my goodness.
Lou, who you a fan of?
Whew.
Who you root for?
I'm a fan of the Cowboys.
How does that happen in New Jersey, Lou? How does that happen, man?
I know, right? How?
Oh, that goes back to the 70s.
Oh my God.
I've been around a while, guys. I've been around a while.
Hey, we can't help it. I've been around a while, too, and I've been a Cowboy as long as I can remember. You know, but like growing up, my story with the Cowboys used to be Atlanta and Dallas, right?
Right.
Atlanta could never win a football game with Steve Barkowski and all those guys was there. Atlanta could never win.
They still can.
Well, I don't let them go in this strictly Cowboys now, and that's how I became a Cowboys player. That shining star, Too Tall Jones, and all those guys.
Oh yeah.
So
remember those days.
Let me ask all of you guys a question: is the Cowboys dysfunction because of Jerry Jones, Jason Garrett, or the talent just not living up to the paychecks that they got over the raises they got over the summer?
How about all three of them? Jones has lost his mind, and Garrett doesn't know how to coach his team, and the Cowboys aren't living up to what they thought they were going to be. So really, it's all the above.
And because Jerry's not on the field playing.
He's not on the field playing, Mike. But I feel like a lot of them.
When you got a receiver wide open and your quarterback can't hit the backside of a ball and paint it fluorescent orange,
that's not Jerry's fault. I would say that's not Jerry's fault.
So the only reason why
I say it's Jerry's fault is because Jerry Jones is never going to get over making the worst mistake ever and not letting Jimmy Johnson do what Jimmy Johnson.
That's right. Thank you. He's never going to
get over that. And that's why every coach that he's hired since then, remember, the last really good coach y'all had quit, and that was Bill Parcells. You know why Bill Parcells quit? Because Bill Parcells was an old-school dude that was like, you can't tell me what to do. You hired me to do a job, let me do it. So that's why he had Barry Switzer. Barry Switzer was his boy. That didn't work out. You bought in Bill. Bill was like, you can't tell me what to do. So now you got Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett is 5 years past due for being fired. That's Jerry's fault. He's so dead set on having a coach he can tell what to do, he won't hire a good coach. So it's his fault.
All day, every day.
All right. That's coming from a Miami Dolphins fan. Oh.
Yep.
Really?
See, but the difference is, I know my situation going in. You guys are supposed to go to the Super Bowl. Big difference, buddy. Okay? You're supposed to be Super Bowl bound. I knew I was going to Super Bowl because I'm buying the tickets. You guys are supposed to be playing.
And the game's in Miami. And that the game's in Miami, so do you know you're going to be there? You're the host.
Right, you're the host. Because we were buying tickets to go. You guys were supposed to be playing. Okay. I wasn't trying to take shots, but hey. But, since you said it like that, I wasn't, believe it or not, I wasn't taking a shot. I was simply agreeing. But the minute you fired Jimmy Johnson, boy, looky here.
You guys can take some solace in the fact that the Eagles just absolutely stink. They lost to the Dolphins today, so you guys gonna win the division by default.
Like I said,
basically you're gonna be like you said, they're gonna be the best of the trash if there is such a thing. All right, guys, anything?
The best of the trash.
If there is such a thing. All right, let me ask you guys in regards
to the trash.
Sometimes you got to learn how to take it out, but they obviously are not doing that in Dallas. What do you guys think about what happened today between the Titans and the Colts? Let me go ahead and say it. Yes, Ryan Tannehill played well. He had another good game.
I don't understand it. In Miami, he was pure garbage. Now he's shining like a diamond.
I can give you a classic example of a quarterback who did the exact same thing. Rich Gannon.
Yes, sir.
He was horrible. Kansas City, he was marginal. He gets to Oakland and he turns into a Super Bowl quarterback. Go figure.
Could it be the talent around him is better?
Yeah, I agree. Yes.
It's
the coaching is better. How about that?
Situation is not good. You know what I mean? If you end up in a bad situation, you know what I mean? The coaching philosophy might be bad for you. Like he said, the talent base might be bad for you. Listen, the place where you are might be bad for you. Remember what Joakim Noah said, that New York was the worst place for him to end up because he liked nightlife too much?
Right.
Yeah.
He was in Southeast, bro. He didn't have time to focus. It was a party every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. You only got Thursday off. You got naked people in bikinis. He was like, man, why am I here again? Oh, I play football.
If you have to ask that question, what are you doing?
Hey, no, I'm just saying. You got a handsome young dude in a big city with a lot of things to do other than what he's used to doing.
Right. But your primary focus is supposed to be playing basketball.
It's supposed to be, but that don't mean it always is.
Well, that
might
make you an idiot.
Those paychecks should make basketball number one priority.
Remember, he already had some money.
Yeah,
and he comes from money.
You have to learn how to be a professional. Maybe the situation in Tennessee helped him learn to become a professional. So now he maybe takes his craft a little bit more serious. And plus, he got basically put out of Miami, so that did a thumb on his crowd and made him get his stuff together.
Right.
Yeah, although all those are good points, but I'm still not buying it. Anyway, the Steelers and the Browns. We had the rematch, guys. No Mason Rudolph, no Myles Garrett, still no Pouncey Twin, one of the Pouncey Twins, but the new quarterback, Devlin Hodges, 112 yards.
Yeah.
So he had a good game, and Baker Mayfield, again, I don't know what's going on with this dude. Somebody explain to me what's wrong with Baker Mayfield and the fact he can't get the ball to Odell Beckham Jr.
He got too many commercials to do.
I agree.
He have a new commercial. He have a new commercial every 3 days.
Well, I know that commercial he need to get rid of, protecting this house or your home, whatever it's supposed to be his home. Because, boy, looky here.
Gazebo cutting flowers and stuff, getting ready for another party. You need to stop partying. Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, exactly. Something. Well, stop making commercials like you said. All right, guys, real quick, I want to ask you guys about about Kyrie's tweet.
Oh my goodness!
What's wrong? What's wrong with Kyrie? What's wrong with Kyrie? Man. Somebody tell me.
First of all, I think he's too quick to talk about mental health. So now all of a sudden he has mental health. Never had it before. And I work with mental health. And I'm not judging or making say he truly doesn't. But all of a sudden now it's mental health. Man, come on, Kyrie, stop it. Stop the bull crap. Okay.
Seriously.
I'm gonna tell you the truth. This is what I think wrong with him. I think he got too many hugs when he was a little kid. there's a such thing as too much of a thing, and apparently he must have been one of them kids. Seriously, think about this for a minute. Y'all got to remember, Kyrie is one of the AAU babies. I say this all the time.
Uh-huh.
These AAU babies do not handle criticism well because they've had people blowing smoke up their behind their whole life saying you the best thing since sliced bread. And now you have fans, because remember, think about it. Even the grown people that were around them when they were kids were fans. The coaches were fans. Their teachers was fans. All their friends was fans. Mm-hmm. Their family members was fans. And everybody was on their bandwagon. And he got to Cleveland. There was no pressure. There was no pressure until LeBron showed up. Well, LeBron took all the heat. Then he hit Boston, and he was the guy. And the fans didn't show up. They were like, listen, man, you the dog now. You got to come out and do it. He didn't handle that criticism well at all. He's barking at his teammates, talk about him in the media, all of that stuff, because he has never been in the position where he's been criticized, not like this. He don't know how to handle it. This is a breaking point for him, because this is the first time in his life where he's had somebody digging in his behind and he ain't got no outlet.
Anybody else?
Oh, no, man. You know what? I agree. Because he's one of them kids. That it goes to show that where, you know, everybody gets a trophy is bull crap. And that's how I look at it, too.
Participation trophy.
Everybody gets a trophy, bull crap. That's what it is. That's what it is. Everybody got a trophy. Okay?
Yeah.
So it took away from winning. Okay, when you don't learn how to lose, you know, you need to know that you're a loser sometimes to work harder. And I kind of drifted away from that, but that's what it is. Everybody gets a trophy. Everybody gets a trophy generation. So he's right. Too much hug.
Yeah.
Even though he's the guy, he joined the one team that had the other superstar who's just as sensitive as he is. To me, neither one of him or KD handle criticism well. So that's just not a good mix. He can't even call KD and be like, hey, dog, how you handle this? He's going to be like, man, I feel the same way you do, dog. They be talking about me, too. Shut up.
I got to agree with your entire sentiment, what you just said about him. And I'm going to say this. I don't really think him and KD are really a good match, because you can't have two sensitive males. I mean, a man can be sensitive. Don't get me wrong. A man can be sensitive. But two sensitive males can't. But that's what he is, Lou. He's oversensitive. Because
that's what I'm saying. You can be sensitive, but you can't be oversensitive. That's the mistake.
Right. But his tweet, I was like, okay, we gonna attack paying customers for doing what they should be able to do because you left their team. See, I don't get this argument that fans should not boo or they should behave themselves. Wait, let me say this. Fans should behave themselves if in regards to don't come at another player. I mean physically.
Right.
Don't come at him physically. Because we've seen how that ended in the Malice in the Palace. But if I pay my dollar and you stink,
Now you can't. I agree with you. You can boo and everything else, because we almost had a situation with Marcus Smart, and I don't think you should personally attack. There's limits to it because certain things when you call me out, be prepared. Like I always say, be prepared for what's going to come with that. Now, to boo, say you suck, you can do that. But a fan should know their place also.
But I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, but how is it that high school guys got to show restraint when they go when? And I'm relating this to me. When I was in high school, my coach gave us a speech in the locker room. We went to an all white school. Sorry, Luke, but we went to an all white school as a predominantly black team, and he said, "I don't give a bleepity bleep what the fans say. I want every member in this locker room to behave." So how is that? How can you put that type of situation on high schoolers? But you're saying a professional can't handle words? We got called some of the worst things. I mean, I can tell you that.
I'm same thing when my 3 games playing football before I got punished because I snuck out to play on a Friday night.
That's why I'm trying to have this dialogue with you and just saying, why should a professional get a pass because a fan is saying something when a high schooler, I'm referring to myself, had to show restraint? Because my coach was like, I don't care what they say to you. Don't say nothing. Don't respond. You play the game. We are here to play a game.
Woo! Can I give y'all a quick scenario and y'all tell me if y'all think Kyrie can handle it?
Okay, go ahead.
We're going to let Allen Iverson and Kyrie Irving trade bodies. Do you remember what they did to Allen Iverson when he was at Georgetown?
Sir. Yep.
Oh, yes.
Everywhere this dude went, it was signs with convict and all kinds of crap. And what Allen Iverson did, go out and drop 35 on your team, dunk on Jay Vaughn.
I mean, believe it or not, I know, I'm talking about both sides of my mouth.
That, on that situation right there, you gotta eat that because technically you were a convict. I mean, you gotta eat that. Certain things you gotta.
He was a kid though. You talk about a 19-year-old kid that can handle this, and now you got a grown man who's been a millionaire for at least the last 6 years, and you don't even show up. That's my thing. You didn't even show up because you were concerned about them hurting your feelings.
Right.
Come on, bro.
Oh, I was talking about Marcus Smart, but you're talking about Kyrie still. Sorry.
No, Kyrie. Marcus Smart.
Kyrie's totally different. You was a complete miss.
There are times when the fans go too far. Now, what they need to do is just like they did with the dude that lost his mind in Philly with Russ and just took his season ticket, and the dude in Utah that just took his ticket. When you have a person
Did you see that same fan show up at another game in a different stadium? He went to last week. He went to a different stadium and showed up because they didn't ban him from all stadiums. Just that one.
But that's the league's fault. The player can't do nothing about that. You just ignore him.
No, I know.
Everybody can work with somebody that you have to ignore. You just have to learn how to get over that. This man went on social media and made this out to be something that everybody knows is probably way on another
circuit. I agree with you when it comes to that. When it comes to Kyrie, everything you guys saying,
all I say, just tell Kyrie to call Dr. Field. We talk to Dr. Field. He'll be all right.
Dr. Field needs to quit whining.
But he don't. Yeah, he need it. But
Dr. Field is the problem when it comes to Kyrie.
Yeah.
He don't.
Kyrie needs to feel Kyrie need to listen to his daddy. He need to sit down with his daddy and have a serious conversation and tell him, say, boy, go get that money.
I think his daddy might be the problem.
If that is who's standing wrong, then he got real problems then. Because I know any black man should be able to tell his son, in a situation like that, boy, you making millions of dollars. It ain't no need for you to be acting or be around here being sensitive like that. It's not even that serious. And then I can relate this. Now, when Christian Laettner was at Duke, he took some heat too. There was the crybaby role. Yeah. There were some things. So this ain't just specific to one color or one gender or one race. Christian Laettner took his share of abuse too. He took a pounding. But, all right, guys, let me ask you about Dabo Swinney and his comments. I thought that was hilarious when I heard it. What's up with the ACC? Seriously, what does the other teams in the ACC have to do to even get close to Clemson, because I think they can beat Virginia this week by at least 40 points. I mean, they've been on a mission.
They have to pay better. They have to pay better. I mean, come on. You know, Clemson players have better contracts. Okay? Their money is better at Clemson. And as you can see, like, for example,
yes,
the thing I sent you where the guy got the car. Thank you for the number one. Well,
I
he wasn't number one
was
receiver,
so clean.
But you got to pay better. Unfortunately, you have to pay better. That's all to it, Will. And I'm being doggone serious. We got to pay better. Miami has to start. We need to get our drug money together, our movie money, our Miami Heat players got the money. We got to pay better. Okay? We got to pay better.
Can I call a timeout? 30 second timeout. Now,
I'm not admitting anything. I said we need to pay better. I didn't say we paid before. I'm not admitting anything.
It sounds like you admitted something to me, but I'm going to let you
know.
No,
I'm not admitting. We need to start paying then. How about that? We need to start paying like you should pay. How about that?
There you go. That's saying like
there
it
you
is.
Go. Yeah, I say it like that. We need to start paying. Okay, and we need to outbid. How about that? We need to outbid Clemson. We need to outbid them. All right? We need to outbid them.
It's something else that they all the ACC schools need to do, too, though.
What's that?
So one thing they need to do, the other ACC schools need to learn how to have coaches the same way that Clemson did. Dabo didn't walk in and was having 10 wins.
I agree.
Dabo had been there for close to 10 years. That program only took off after he had been there for a while. Everybody else wants instant everything. It's just like McDonald's. I need instant coffee, instant wins, instant success, instant highs and program winners. That does not just happen. It don't. Mm-hmm. And until everybody else figure that out, it's going to be a continual carousel. That's not funny. Everybody's getting on Manny and Manny stuff and Manny this and Manny that. To me, Manny is y'all best hope right now because Manny got it going. Players believe in Manny. The families believe in Manny. That's what's going to matter at the end. You can get another high-profile dude, and he's going to get there and probably do the same thing Mark Ritt did. Everybody's going to be all excited, and you're going to figure out that you ain't had time to create a culture yet. And by the time y'all get aggravated with him after 2-3 years, you're going to get rid of him, and you're going to start over.
No, you know what? I agree with you totally. Someone, at least one, you know, of our sports writer broke down Miami's offense, okay? You know, on that offense, he said what people fail to realize, it was only one junior on the entire offense that started. The whole start started. He said, you're playing babies. I mean, and that's not an excuse, don't get me wrong, because it's still, you know, whatever.
But
you are playing, okay? So, you know, they all babies. You know, when you got five freshmen, three, the rest sophomore, and only one junior, come on, you know. So,
right.
You got to have
patience. Patience is required.
Nobody has patience. Everybody just wants
true.
It right now. And,
it's a microwave world. It's a microwave world. Come on.
They built all the stuff before they gave Dabo the money. They built all the facilities.
Right.
They built everything they needed to before they gave Dabo the big contract. Get your stuff in order before you go out and spend a bunch of money on a coach. You still got mediocre facilities. You still got mediocre equipment. You still ain't up to par, but you want to get a $7 million coach and you got a 50-cent facility to put him in. That don't make sense because everybody like this now.
Well, it's about two coaches in the ACC has been fired so far.
I don't think that's it.
Well, it may be more, but the two – Willie and the guy at Boston College guy got fired.
And listen, can I say this real quick? Even with that, think about this for a minute. Who really wants to go be the coach at Boston College?
Really?
Those teams play hard. They give you good scores.
Boston College always played hard. I agree.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. So, exactly what is it that everybody is expecting? Every school ain't going to turn into Clemson. It just ain't going to happen. I don't see no national championship trophies at Michigan State, South Carolina, UTEP. Now, listen, get your 7-8 wins every year. Get a good coach who love being there, who love your school, who love your players. And just be happy. Everybody not going to be a powerhouse. All these ADs and for me, delusional fans that act like Cowboy fans can figure this out, everybody going to be okay. You're not going to win it every year.
Pow, hey, shots fired, Cowboy fans.
I was with you for a little bit. Now, then you get carried away.
I'm sorry.
Shots fired.
You getting carried away now. Now, calm down. Stay in your lane now. Just stay in your lane.
I'm sorry.
That wasn't called for. That wasn't called for.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't called for, but it was funny.
Oh,
though.
Here you go.
Might not be gone.
Hey, now you've been doing good. But now you want to come on the sounding board and just start chiming
in.
Well,
I'm getting ready to mess with Luke now. With Lou now, because his Knicks absolutely are trash. They're not very
good this
year.
I know.
Okay. I want to get your take on R.J. Barrett, though. What do you think about R.J. Barrett and Julius Randle? What do you think about that?
Yeah, just when we thought we were gonna, you know, get to one of these players, and they haven't done jack for us right now. It's just embarrassing. The Knicks are a dump heap. Sorry to say, I wish I had to say that. I've been following this team for 4 decades. I've never seen them this bad. Even back in the 80s, when they were in the early 80s before Patrick Ewing arrived, they weren't even this bad. This is complete trash. And like every time it's again, like, well, here comes another loss. I know what's going to happen. It's not even watchable.
But what about Steve Dolan? I mean, is Steve Dolan the answer? Should he trade the team? I mean, what can fix the Knicks? Because it ain't lottery picks.
But
you
Dolan's
loaded
a firing
with them on that
to start.
Don't do that.
You got a better idea?
Let me get back to you.
Sell the team.
Yeah, sell the team to anybody.
Sell everybody.
The thing is, though, who wants
to
take control? That's the thing.
But you don't like
what?
Julius Randle and Marcus Morris? You don't
they're
like
not,
those two guys?
They don't like them. They don't really serve you a purpose right now. What
right,
purpose okay. do they really serve? They're good mid-level players on a playoff team. They're not
right.
good pieces
okay.
for a team that's rebuilding.
They're not starters. They're not starters.
You look at the Knicks and like, I'm going to get a lot of shots this year. I'm going to New York.
Yeah, that's true, too. What about my man Fizdale? Mm-hmm. Anybody think Fizdale should be fired, or should Fizdale get the opportunity to?
The sooner the better.
Listen, Brett Brown.
Don't fire Fiz. Fiz don't deserve to get fired.
Fire
Brett Brown.
Yeah, Brett Brown got the opportunity
this
doing all the tanking with
fire.
Philadelphia.
You have to fire him. You got to.
Why? He didn't sign those guys. He didn't. That was signed by the general manager. Those are not Fizz. Fizz is the coach. But at the end of the day,
right.
he can only do with what they give him. You know what I'm saying? So I think Fizz is a good coach. He got a bad. He got a
I
bad rap in Memphis. Now.
Bad team.
He got a real bad rap in Memphis. But I don't think Fizz is as bad as the players are making him out to be. I think what it is
right.
is he's trying to take that Miami Heat culture. To these different venues
like
or these different jobs.
But they don't like it.
They
see they're not buying
like
in at all. For some reason, they're not buying in. And the more you lose, the more they're not going to buy in. You're right. It's,
but
a,
how
it's
is
a combination
it?
Of both.
I can tell you why they're not buying in. They're not buying in because the people at the top are not backing him up.
Yeah, that's true. There you go.
Okay.
They're not. That, now, I agree with that. They're not backing him up.
If
oh, yeah.
Ryle
Pat don't play that game.
Riles is going to be like, hey, you either do it or you can leave.
Yep.
Ask LeBron. Ask LeBron because LeBron wanted he wanted Spo to be replaced in his first year. And Dwayne UD and Pat they told him to say, listen, you think he bad, you don't want Pat down here because Pat ain't playing. Pat went toe to toe with Shaq. So Pat ain't backing down. Pat, we're gonna run these 2-hour practices. We're gonna keep doing the same thing over and over again, and we're gonna make sure the conditioning is at my standard. I'm talking about Pat Riley. So,
right.
yeah, you think he thought Spo was bad, but Pat is. Whew. The stories about Pat Riley and his practices are ridiculous.
They legendary.
But you, But you know what? It goes back to the Lakers, too, though, because he did the same thing with the Lakers, because Magic made that point. He said, you know, people think because he got to the Knicks, he was that way. But he was that way with the Lakers. He pushed the Lakers like that. And but they understood that was the way they had to beat Boston, because Boston was actually punking the Lakers for a long time in the 80s, Mike, and you probably know that. The Boston was punking them.
Yeah.
You know, Boston was beating them up. And so finally, you know, Ryle said, okay, we got to stop trying to match them physical for physical. We got to beat them with our head, but we also got to be in just as good a condition as they are. So that's where all that, and then he got to the Knicks and just created this monster with two guys who had no business playing the three. Charles Smith, I think that's his name, and Anthony Mason. They had no business playing the three position.
Right.
Hey, it worked.
It did work. He's a Charles Smith dunk from beating Michael Jordan. All that dude had to do was dunk the doggone ball. Lou, am I right or wrong?
Right.
All he had to do was dunk.
You're right.
Just dunk the ball.
He laid it up.
Yeah.
They laid it up, and Horace Grant made the play of his career. I don't think Horace Grant made a play like that the rest of his career. But he – Speaking of yesteryear, and I want to ask you guys this in regards. LeBron joined the 33,000 club. I know he's on there with four other guys. We know why Mike didn't make it, because he left because of whatever reason. There's so many stories. But anyway, LeBron James, 33,000 points. Are you impressed or not impressed? We'll start with you first.
I'm very much impressed because LeBron is an all-around player. He's not just a pure scorer, so I am impressed because of that. He is an all-around player. LeBron, you know, take away the fact that he doesn't have a killer instinct, but he's an all-around player, and LeBron always tried to make the best basketball play. So I am very much impressed. I know the haters, such as yourself, I'm not going to give him his credit, but I am impressed.
Hater.
I'm surprised you even say his name.
Hater here.
Hey, for years you wouldn't even say his name. You wouldn't say his name for the last 3-4 years. So,
yeah,
yes.
I got off Team Petty.
Okay.
I got off Team Petty. I left the bus. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I can't catch that bus. You keep on pushing. I'm going to catch that Team Petty bus again. All right, Derek, what's your thoughts?
I'm kind of on the fence. I'm impressed by, just like Zach said, because he's an all-around player. But the reason I'm probably not as impressed as I probably would be is because a lot of his numbers and stuff that are starting to pile up are just basically because of longevity. But you have to be impressed with his durability and his ability to show up. I tell my employees all the time that the best ability that you can have is your availability. And the fact that he's been available so much for so long, that part to me is probably more impressive than the actual numbers themselves, is the fact that he's still able to do this ridiculously crazy stuff at this stage. So I guess I would say I am. Just when you look at the whole piece, it actually really is impressive to watch what he do.
Mr. Luke from New Jersey.
Yes. Wait a minute.
Are you impressed with LeBron? Are you impressed with LeBron?
Well, I'm not really a big fan of him, but, you know, I gotta give credit where credit is due. 33,000 points, you know, is, you know, quite an accomplishment, you know, in the league. So even though I'm really a big fan of him, you know, I gotta say, you know, job well done.
You're not a big fan. Let me ask why.
You're a good man.
Let me ask why you're not a big fan. Because I never got your
I never really was.
So what is,
I thought it was always like a big show off. You know.
Okay.
You know, guys like that, you know, kind of tick me off. But I will say he is a good player.
You're not gonna disagree, because I think basketball is a game. I mean, I hate to say it, showing off is part of the game. If you don't like me showing off, stop me. Stop it.
Good point.
Just stop it. Stop me.
You're a good point.
Okay. Very good. I like
it.
Mike Walker. Yeah. I want to hear from Mike Walker because he's got the biggest LeBron pom poms on this podcast. So go ahead and wave them and shake them.
And by the way, you may be on the step to get off Buzz Teddy, but you still on the bus. You still on you on the bottom. The door opened and you on the bottom step. I am impressed with LeBron because he passes the ball a lot. He passes Dwayne Wade when he was down in Miami.
You better watch your mouth talk about Dwayne Wade. I told you about that disrespecting Dwayne. You're not going to talk about Dwayne like that.
Right.
You stop. You're not going to disrespect. You better put some respect on Dwayne Wade's name. Don't disrespect Dwayne no more. I told you about that.
No, I'm talking about the man that practiced, played when he wanted to play, and left LeBron out there by himself.
Come on now. You finna make me mad with that right there now.
Was it a lie? That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. I'm going to hush. Was it a lie? Okay.
Hold on. Let me get some clarity here. You talking about Dwayne or Kyrie? Which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about
D-Wade. He's talking about D-Wade, man. About to get dived on, man. Wait till I see you at Park City.
Yeah, you better not talk. I don't told you about talking about Dwayne Wade. And then this narrative.
Watch him out. By the flash.
Anthony Davis is the greatest. He's the greatest teammate LeBron ever played with. Y'all better put some respect on D Wade. D Wade's a three-time champion. They better put some respect on that.
Well, listen. Let me ask Mike a question. Just for the sake of asking. Prime D Wade. Prior 30, 28 D Wade, and a prime LeBron. Who's a better teammate, him or Anthony Davis?
I give Dwayne Wade his props.
Here comes the butt.
I see it too.
Hold on, repeat that question. Who's the better teammate?
Anthony Davis is the best teammate LeBron has had. My whole point was, if he had caught Dwayne Wade at 28 instead of at 32, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Period.
I don't know about that.
Anthony Davis has no rings. He ain't got no hardware except Rookie of the Year.
Okay. You're right.
Think about. All right. Remember, both of those rings that D Wade got.
Uh-huh.
One, they were powered by a diesel at one point.
No, Dwayne Wade, he don't win the championship without the diesel.
They don't win the championship without D Wade. You're a liar.
No.
Wrong answer, buddy.
That man has the greatest physical battle in history.
Come on.
I'm going to say
the diesel was pure unleaded gas then, not diesel. He was pure unleaded at that point.
Okay, he was pure unleaded. I will say it again. The Miami Heat would not have won a championship without the diesel. And also, he wouldn't have won one without not one, not two, not three. I'm taking my talent to South Beach.
Well, how many would he have won?
Right.
How many would LeBron have won without D-Wade?
I'm a LeBron fan, but I disagree with you.
He couldn't beat Boston without Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. That's right. What team did Mr. Wade win by himself without those two guys?
Mike, you know how I stop all. You know how I stop all LeBron? You know how I stop all LeBron fans when they holler that, oh, Dwayne could have did this? Who joined whose team? That's how I stop that every single time. Who joined whose team? That's all I got. Just answer that question. Answer that question for me, and this will settle this argument right now.
He's in Miami. Oh, because that was supposed to be his free, and that's why he went there. Come on now.
No, he wanted to win. He wanted to win.
Oh, so he should have went nowhere else and won?
No, not right then.
Why couldn't
his options? His options were Chicago, New York, and Miami.
Right.
Those were his options.
And
even
New York.
Technically, he could have went anywhere, but he couldn't. He wasn't gonna go nowhere.
But New York had the opportunity to do the same thing the Miami Heat did, building that team and getting that, making themselves. And am I right or wrong, Lou? Then they have that cap space in that particular summer to where they were
trying to do
the same thing the Heat were doing. So, no, he joined Dwayne's team. Dwayne didn't go to Cleveland. Chris Bosh didn't go to Cleveland. He came to Miami. And then I like to tell people this. Pat Riley, Dwayne Wade, Spo, Zoe, and UD taught LeBron how to win. Now, he took what he learned in Miami, and he took it to Cleveland.
Taught him how to win.
Yes.
They taught him how to win.
Think about it, Mike.
When LeBron went back to Cleveland, who did he take with him?
And no good.
James Jones.
That's right.
He tried to take Mike Mueller. He tried to take every influence he could find that was in Miami and take it back with him. Remember, when he got back, the first thing he said was, I have to teach them a culture of winning that he learned in South Beach.
But nobody does. Nobody wants to give the rest of the guys any credit. But nobody remembers that 2011 meltdown that he had. Miami was up 2-1.
Yeah.
And I never seen a guy who's supposed to be the so-called best player in the world do that. Michael Jordan would have never done that. Kobe definitely would have never done that. They put a guy that was, 7 inches shorter than him and almost 150 pounds lighter than him to guard him, and he refused to back that guy down. I still have that YouTube clip with Dwayne Wade yelling at him. Dwayne was yelling at him like, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? Like, what's up? I mean, LeBron had the worst. But that's why, for me, LeBron will never be greater than Kobe. He's not even in conversation with Jordan. That's out.
Right.
But he'll never be greater than Kobe. Kobe had a killer instinct at 19. That coach set him up to fail and said, we're going to run everything through Kobe. He shot all those air balls in his rookie year. You know what Kobe did immediately after they got eliminated by Utah? He went straight to the gym and started working. I'm not saying LeBron doesn't do that, but I'm just saying Kobe was like, look, that'll never happen to me again. I'll never fail in that moment like that again. And I just don't see that. I never saw that in LeBron. I see it now because he's on some revenge tour to prove people wrong or to prove that. Well, I tell you what. I keep telling everybody, it's November, and y'all jumping on this LeBron bandwagon. Talk to me when you got to see Kawhi and them in April and May. Because I want to know, does LeBron have that in him to guard Kawhi? Because I know Kawhi guard him. But I want to know, does LeBron have it in him to guard Kawhi? That's what I want to see.
No,
I ain't calling the man soft. I just want to see.
It's going to be too taxing.
But he's going to have to guard it because Danny Green can't guard him. What are you going to do, run around behind Paul George? What are you going to try to run behind Lou Williams? He's got to guard him. And then plus, all this stuff he posting on social media about people disrespecting him. This man, Kawhi Leonard, in his silence, is telling you, I came here to beat you. I ain't come here to play with you, bruh. So let's do this. Let's man up.
Hey,
he don't even talk to you. He just beat you. He just I'm a Deion Sanders. He ain't going to play nothing.
When it comes to that time.
You think right now at age 35, LeBron is better than that guy who I watched him play Luka Doncic. I watched him play James Harden. When Kawhi Leonard decides that he wants to play defense, you saw what
he
did to Giannis. He did to Giannis. I just want to see if LeBron's going to take on that challenge. Is he going to take on that challenge of this young bulldog who said basically, bruh, it's no disrespect. I just don't want to play with you. Because he didn't have to orchestrate that trade for Paul George. He could have just happily went to the Lakers and collect ring after ring after ring after ring. But he wanted to.
Right, no.
I got mad respect for that dude. Yeah, I want to beat you. So
I'm going to beat you.
I want the Lakers to do well. I really want the Lakers to do well. I really do.
They're doing well.
Laker fan.
It's the best season of the year.
No. But I'm not talking about right now, Lou. I want them to do well in April and May, and I want everybody healthy. I want the Clippers healthy. I want the Lakers healthy. I want a 7-game series where it's not going to leave. It's not even leaving the building. They're going to play all 6 or 7 games in that same building. We've never seen that. Mike, we never seen that. D, we never seen that. We've never seen anything like that. I want to see it. I don't really have a dog in the fight because everybody knows I'm a Miami Heat fan. I just want to see two guys who are at the top of their game play against each other. That's
I'm
going
to tell you like this.
Right.
Well, you better pray that they put Anthony Davis on load management then, because I'm going to tell you like I tell all the Laker fans, all y'all that's happy right now ain't paying attention. Anthony Davis has had like 6 different injuries. And y'all only 19 games in.
Right.
Playoff time comes, he's usually in street clothes. That's the sad thing to say, but that's the truth. He's usually in street clothes during playoff time.
Dean, let me ask you a question. Does he appear soft to you? Because he appears soft to me. Does he appear soft to you?
But this is the only difference. This is the only difference. He's so much more talented than the people that he usually plays against. Like, I'm waiting for the Clippers. I want them to have to play the Clippers. I really do. Because Montrezl Harrell is a dog. I love that dude. And I can't wait for Anthony Davis to have to bang with him for games after games. Listen, the Lakers was smart. I will give Rob Pelinka his credit. That's why he went and signed you. He kept JaVale McGee and he signed Dwight Howard, because they know the same thing you just said. That's why he don't want to play the five. He don't like getting hit. Because when he get hit, stuff break. He got hit on the arm by Josh Hart. You would have thought Josh Hart had broke both bones in the top and the bottom of his arm the way he was the floor. I was like, oh, dude, get up. He just ran into you. He didn't. Zumbo splits me or something. So I'm waiting for that. Like, I really want to see that. I really do. When they have to play Utah and they play that physical defense on him and he got to fight with Gobert for 40 minutes, I want to see it. You got to show me you can put up 40 against a dude that's willing to just hit you over and over. Portland is going to be a horrible matchup for him if Nurkic come back. It really is.
Not Whiteside. Not Whiteside. The Whiteside hit him.
But with Zach Collins, Nurkic, and Whiteside, they got 3 dudes that can just hammer on him. I want to see if he hold up to the point.
Hold that.
Hadn't he been playing against those guys the whole time?
No, that's my point. He's always hurt. Aside from that playoff run they had the year before last, when have you seen him make it to the end of the season not in street clothes?
That's a good point.
That's all I'm saying.
Let me do this.
I hope they do well.
Let me do this, and we're going to continue. Let me do this, and then we're going to continue the conversation on the other side of this. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to download and listen to this show. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, that you listen to podcasts, like and subscribe. Also, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WWS_sportsshow. And like the show's page on Facebook. I have to give this disclaimer. Any comments or thoughts that are made on this podcast are strictly that of the host and his guest. It does not represent the sponsors or the hosting site. Everything is done for entertainment purposes only. All right. I go to this show the same way every podcast. Say a prayer for somebody because prayer changes things. All right. I want to ask you guys in regards. Let me ask y'all about Carmelo Anthony. Are you happy that he's back, and do you see him playing beyond this season? Gonna start with you first, Luke.
Well, I'm happy that he is back. I mean, you know, he was a decent player for the Knicks. Do I think he's gonna have a good long career? I think I'd give him 2 years tops, assuming how he does this year. But I think 2 years, that's gonna be the maximum for him.
Mike Walker.
Denver takes.
Oh, I'm glad to see. I'm glad to see him back because he does have, like you said, about 2 more years to come. He can come off the bench and help somebody.
Zach, before you clock in.
I already clocked it. I'm just snuck in the room. You know, now I'm glad to see him get a chance, but I guess I'm like one reporter that he said. And what about all these other, you know, sometimes go ahead and get rid of all the dead weight, the retreads, and give these new players a chance to, you know, somewhere, somehow. For example, the guy that's playing extremely well, the rookie for the Heat. You know, technically he's not a rookie because he was on the team last year with Golden State. Okay? But he went to the CBA, paid his dude none. Mm-hmm. He paid his dues. Now he's balling. So, yeah, I'm happy for him. But I would like to see, come on, let's start transitioning and get the new starters in there somehow, somewhere.
Well, now Derek? Let me ask this question.
Wait, Mike, let me get Derek. Let me get what Derek thinking about Carmelo real quick. Go ahead, Derek.
No, I'm happy Carmelo made it back into the league, man. I think it was ridiculous that it took him this long to even get a roster spot. And then it's non-guaranteed, man. Come on. You're talking about Melo, dude. He ain't a great defender, but neither was Bernard King. Neither is James Harden. I give him.
Yeah,
give
but when you got a bad rep, Derek, when you got your reputation bad, no, it's a reason.
But
it is a reason.
What was bad about Melo's rep? He played. He liked his numbers probably more than he likes winning. But I feel the same way about Harden. I think as long as Harden is scoring a bunch of points, I don't think he cares if he wins. I feel that way about a lot of people. So
yeah, but you know, Harden is younger. So, but I agree with you. His numbers were more important to him. But I don't know when your numbers are more important to you than winning. Come on, man. I don't want you. I don't want to play with you either. When a lot of people don't want to play with you, got to be something, okay? And all of a sudden, out the blue, people just start hating on him. He developed.
So,
Mike, what was your question?
Maybe 2-3 years. Go ahead, Mike.
My question was, he said, Zach was saying giving all these other young players a chance. All those other young players must be doing what it takes to get a chance.
That's not true. Come on, Mike. How many players did go? There are a lot of players, Mike, that went to overseas and what's that other league? What's it called before they made it? So you can't say that. Many of players played. Okay.
What helped Carmelo sit home?
Yeah.
He was sitting home, and so you tell me these other teams wasn't out scouting these other players to see?
Yeah, that's true. The team that signed him needed him though. Like all their people
yes,
heard.
They did.
Right. They needed some bullets in the gun. So you go out, you get a dude that you know gonna put the ball in the air. And so far, he actually looked pretty good. The first two games pretty bad, but like he's had 19, 24, 24, and 22.
Right.
And they've been winning. So you know what I mean. You can't really knock the acquisition because it looked like it's gonna work out for him. They still minus Nurkic.
Right.
They minus Zach Collins. When they come back and he don't have to play the four full time and he can kind of space the floor, he really might help them do something.
No, he will. He will. But his shooting ability, he will.
Carmelo.
I listen to all you guys and I think Carmelo is the guy that's gotten the least break of that with Bron, D Wade, and Fosh. He played with Allen Iverson when he was Melo was young and Iverson was at the tail end of his career, and that didn't work out too well. Then he got a chance to play with Chauncey, and then they made it to the Western Conference Final. He got traded to New York because that's where he wanted to play, but Right. Amari Stoudemire was supposed to be his other guy. Remember, Amari Stoudemire was already there, and then they traded for Melo. And then Amari just whatever happened with Amari, we don't know. But Melo never had that other guy. He never did. Now, he would have had he gone to Chicago instead of forcing that trade to New York. Had he played with D. Rose when D. Rose was coming off that MVP season and Chicago desperately wanted to beat him because they wanted to match the Heat's big three, I think he would have given himself an opportunity to win. But, hey, Lala like LA. I mean, Lala like New York. So he went where the wife is. And if she ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. So I feel old boy's pain on that. He had to what he had to do.
So, she wasn't too happy. They ain't together now.
All right, no, they back. But hold up, Will, you're right. But see, his thing was, too, he figured wherever I go, I can get somebody to come play with me. Obviously, nobody wanted to play with you. Okay?
But they said the same thing.
Of course,
Kobe, though.
He tried to please the wife, but in his mind, he thought, man, I can get somebody to come play with me.
He tried to get Chris. To play with him. Yeah, but he did try to get Chris Paul to play with him. Chris Paul was never had that leverage to do what a Paul George did or what a LeBron did. He's tried to play with guys. Matter of fact, there was a big-time rumor that he was trying to work his way to the Heat. Now, how that would have worked, it was only one basketball.
I remember that.
Between him, Bron, and D-Wade, they might be friends, but it ain't but one basketball. And I never saw him and LeBron being on the same team. I just didn't think that would ever work. But I didn't think James Harden or Russell Westbrook.
I don't think LeBron is as fond of Melo as people think he is. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
You are LeBron.
I think LeBron
dude.
Can make
you
it happen.
You are
LeBron.
LeBron
is one person that could have made it happen if he really wanted to.
You are LeBron, bro. You
Thank
really
you.
Trying to tell me you're going to convince the Lakers to at least give Melo a look?
He could have.
You were the first one to tweet talking about, I'm glad to see my brother back in the lead. Dude, you are LeBron.
You could have brought the nail on the head. We know he didn't really want to play with him anyway. Hey, it sounds good. It sounds good just to say it, but in reality, hell no. Hey, I don't need him here.
If D Wade called LeBron right now, I was like, bro, I'm coming out of retirement. I need a spot. It'll be there tomorrow.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I think Melo, to me, I think your analogy of him and comparing him to Bernard King is spot on, but Bernard King was buckets, baby. What y'all think he will do? That was Bernard King. Bernard King was buckets. At one time when he went to the Wizards and when they wore the Bullets at that time, he had bad knees and he still was buckets. Bernard King was good. I know sometimes we get caught up in prison. But Bernard King was good. But Melo, I always liked Melo because, to me, he was a scorer. And of course, he didn't play no defense. And also, there was an opportunity he had to play with the Lakers in 2011, but that deal didn't work. It fell out some with the Bus family or whatever. So I would have loved – Kobe wanted to play with him. I know that much because Kobe said, listen, I don't need you to play defense. Just stand your butt in that corner. I'm going to pass you the ball and you make them wide-open shots. That you made on the when we played on the Dream Team.
On the Olympic team.
You know? Yeah. So I think he gets a bad rap. I really do. I think Melo gets a bad rap. I know everybody knows he doesn't play defense. But like you said, James Harden don't play a lick of defense. James Harden just a scorer. And a actor.
Award winner.
Boy, he do things sometimes that just throw you off. It just makes it hard to watch the game when they calling all the little ticky-tack fouls with him and he's jumping into guys or he's grabbing on them or he's leaning into them. It just makes it hard to watch the game a little bit. So, although they beat the brakes off the Miami Heat the other night without Jimmy Butler, he just embarrassed the Heat. He put on the show.
That dude had 60 points in three quarters.
Against the Hawks last night. That was...
And you only took 24 shots.
I don't like the he's the greatest scorer thing because I keep telling people I don't know when Michael Jordan fell in the pecking order. I just don't. You want to make LeBron better than him, I don't know, man.
It's when they change all the rules and they said you can't touch people. You can't touch none of the stars. You literally, well, no, you can touch some of them. I done seen them just beat post Steph Curry to death. And the ref be like, hey, man, you like me. Yeah, you can take it. Well, you know, I mean, seriously, think about it. If you allow Michael Jordan to not have to be beat up by the Knicks and the Pacers and heck, even Portland and Utah when they played the dude, the Bulls might have ran 10th Street. Seriously. That means now he ain't going to get hurt. He ain't going to get beat up. Scott ain't going to get the migraine. You know what I mean? It would have been a cakewalk. You put a prime Mike in this time right here, man, he might score 50 every night.
Oh, he would easily score 50. Nobody could stay in front of Michael Jordan. No one man could stay in front of Michael Jordan. And I don't know where it is. I'm so lost. I'm like, I get LeBron's. I like his numbers. I appreciate what he did for the Heat. And this may sound like hate, but he's not even better than Kobe to me. I put Kobe above him.
Right.
I just don't. He's just not in that conversation.
Well, one thing, this is the thing that I think most people never look at. Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant were both like ballerinas with basketball. They had the most exquisite footwork of anybody. LeBron travels more than anybody I have ever seen. Y'all seen the episode of Shaq the Fool where he took like 8 steps and never put the ball down, and Shaq was falling out of his first glass. Because he was like, how you dribble the ball one time, walk around the street, and walk back around the other side? No, Mike, I'm not being a hater. I'm just saying, if you really look at it,
Michael Jordan and Kobe were
almost like clones. They were the most technical basketball players I've ever seen.
Michael Jordan pushed off more than anybody that ever played.
And that's where LeBron fans go. Michael Jordan pushed off against Byron Russell when he made that iconic shot. Every LeBron,
he didn't push off.
Yeah, he did. But it's the only instance you got.
Yeah, that's it.
No, he did it all the time. It just wasn't that one instance. Come on now. Right. Now, be for real.
No, he got beat up. The Detroit Pistons made a thing called the Jordan Rules. The Jordan Rules were to knock him on his butt every day. Even when he shot jump shots, they knocked the dude down, man.
I know. If you slap LeBron, everybody right now, it's a flagrant.
LeBron was in that era, the bad boy beat up everybody.
Michael Jordan, they beat up anybody that they
played.
But those are the teams that Jordan had to go through, and those are the things that he had to go through. LeBron don't have to go through that.
Oh my goodness, I'm thinking.
LeBron got to go through physical play.
Hey, Michael Jordan is a great player. But you're going to try to say that Michael Jordan and LeBron is on the same shelf, whether you like it or not.
Mike, we're going to dedicate a whole show. We're going to dedicate a whole show for you and I to talk about whether LeBron James is even in the neighborhood with Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, Bill Russell, and Dr. James Naismith are in a neighborhood by themselves.
For you even making a statement like that, saying that he's in the same neighborhood, that shows you that that's how much bias there is against this man.
Dr. James Naismith, Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, and Michael Jordan, they're all in their own little cul-de-sac. They by themselves. All LeBron can do is just drive by and wave. All he can do is just drive by and wave.
Michael Jordan ain't on the top shelf. Is LeBron's not.
I'm gonna send y'all a stat thing that they had sent me. They're showing that Jordan Harden has already taken almost more free throws than Michael Jordan did his whole career. That's all playing in this era in this period. Because that's ridiculous. He's only like 200 behind Mike already.
Thank you guys. I appreciate everybody giving me their time. Be safe. Hope everybody make it home safe from the holiday.
Good night.
Thank you so much.
Good night.